May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So it occurs to me that Maundy Thursday is actually probably the first socially distanced act of worship in the church. Because if you think back to Maundy Thursday's past, folks sit a little bit away from each other, or folks don't show up as much as they used to. Because who wants to wash someone's feet? Or at least the parish I served in Houston, it was always very lightly attended, I guess, because it's we ask people to do vulnerable things. We ask people to be open with each other. We ask people to let me take my stinky boots off and my socks and have someone handle my feet. We don't get to do that this year. But we still get to come here and be vulnerable with one another because we get to pray with one another, we get to worship with one another, and we get to commune with one another. But as I reflected on these readings that set us off, where this is the kickoff for the Triduum, the great 3 days. It starts today. It's the pinnacle of the church year. This is our Super Bowl as Christians. It starts today, goes through the tragedy of Good Friday, goes through the silence and the heartbreak of Holy Saturday. And then we come out the other side. The glorious brass and timpani and flowers and lights and sound and joy of Easter morning. But we have to start tonight. We have to start at this point in the story. And our story today kicks us off, and it's the beginning of what's going to be kind of a bewildering mix of emotions. Tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to have stories of great hospitality, coupled with utter abandonment. We're going to have stories of love and companionship, coupled with trespass and giving up on each other. We're going to have stories of torture and death, coupled with stories of healing and rescue and new life. These 3 days, the stories that we read, the stories that we savor, these 3 days, it's a roller coaster, but it's our salvation history. In the story of the Exodus that we read today, we hear that God recognized this time for God's chosen people. He started time for God's chosen people in our story today. This month will mark for you the beginning of months, God says. He institutes the Passover. People are freed from enslavement, and they're figuring out we are a new people that have to learn to live a new way, and God starts the clock here. But if you know the story of the Exodus, you know that this isn't the end of the story. This meal shared amongst God's people isn't the end. Because there's a Red Sea that's going to come. There's escaping from Pharaoh's army that's going to come. There's 40 years in the wilderness not knowing where their meals are going to come from or if they're going to survive another day. Those stories are yet to come. But for the people of God, the story isn't over unless the story is good. So for the people of the Exodus, there is the promised land at the end, but they have to go through the wilderness first. In the story we read from 1 Corinthians, Paul is relaying to us the story of that first supper, which we call the Last Supper, but that night it was the first. And how Jesus gathered with his friends for a meal, shared food, shared bread, shared wine. It's a joyous occasion. And in the story we heard in our gospel from John, Jesus, after this meal, wraps a towel around his waist, gets on his hands and his knees, and washes his disciples' feet. A story of love. That's a great story. But we know what comes next in that story. We'll hear those stories in the coming days. These people who have this wonderful meal with Jesus, these people who have their feet washed by Jesus, betray him, abandon him, turn against him, deny him, run away. Because that night with the Last Supper, that night with the washing of the feet, that wasn't the end of the story. There were hard days to come. But for the people of God, the story isn't over unless the story is good. And not to get ahead of myself, but it's not like we're play acting that Easter doesn't happen, because we know what happens at the end of these 3 days. We know what happens at the end of the story. But the disciples, but Jesus himself, have to go through the hard parts of the story to get to the resurrection. These stories we heard tonight reassure us that Jesus knows there are hard days ahead. We who are Christians will journey these next 3 days together. You here at St. Francis will walk alongside our siblings in Christ around the world as we journey through these stories. We'll hear of these hard parts. We'll tell each other about the betrayal. But we'll get through to the other side, where we'll get to tell each other about the resurrection. St. Francis itself is journeying through some hard days. These days where we get to come together and worship and remember what Jesus Christ has done and is doing and will do through us, these are wonderful days. But there are hard days ahead. We'll get past Easter, and there will still be heartache in this community. We'll celebrate these feasts, and we'll still have hard days. But Jesus gave us the answer tonight. Jesus told us how we face these hard days together. When he got up from the table, got a bowl of water and a towel, and washed the feet of the people he knew would betray him. Jesus washed the feet of the people he knew would turn against him. Jesus washed the feet of the people he knew would abandon him. Jesus knew what was to come, but he loved them anyway. And he asks us to do the same. When we face these hard days, we do so together. And there may be people with whom we don't get along. There may be people with whom we have hard times. There may be people with whom we have hurt relationships. But we have to. This isn't an option for us as Christians. We have to. A new commandment I give you. This isn't a new trick for your best life. This isn't a new option for better living. This isn't a new good idea Jesus gives us. This is a new commandment. This is a new law for what people of Christ are to do. Love one another as I have loved you. Sometimes that means getting our hands dirty with each other. Sometimes that means taking off the clothes and the shoes and the things that we think are going to hide the stink and the filth that we're carrying around. Sometimes it means letting down our guard and being honest and vulnerable with each other. But that's what we have to do as we walk these hard days together. That's what Jesus expects of us. That's what Jesus requires of us. And we don't know where the story goes. We don't know what is to come next. But we know God is with us, and we know that for Christians, the story isn't over unless the story is good. And hear me when I say this, the story being good doesn't mean it turns out the way that we want it all the time. We've all prayed for family members who ended up dying. We've all prayed for relationships to be restored, but they remain broken. We've all prayed for healing, for restoration. We've all prayed for miracles and not seen them. And so this idea that God working good in all things doesn't always mean we get what we want. So don't hear me saying that. But we do know that God works good. We do know that the story is good. We may not understand it right now, and it may not even be what we expect or imagine. But we trust that God, whose power working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. And so we're going to leave tonight in silence. We're going to leave tonight and everything's going to be stripped. And this is the beginning of when we feel like all hope is lost. Because that's how the disciples felt that night. They got up from this table and they went out to a garden. Jesus asked some of them to stay awake while he prayed. They couldn't even do that. And then one of those disciples who had gone to the authorities shows up with the police. They arrest Jesus. And they take him away. And in the pitch black darkness of that garden, those disciples had to leave in silence, not knowing how that story would turn out. And we'll do that tonight. We'll leave this place in stunned silence, not knowing how the story will turn out, but knowing that God is good. Knowing that God is working good in us and through us and all around us. And it's hard to believe that sometimes. Imagine how hard it was to believe that night for the disciples. But Jesus expects that of us. Jesus expects us to leave here in stunned silence and figure out how we can love one another through it all, how we can love one another in spite of it all. By this, the world will know that we are Christians if we love one another. Amen.